What would happen if the ocean stopped moving? This doomsday question applies to the collapse of AMOC, the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation. The collapse was actually the premise of the film The Day After Tomorrow. Though the effects of the collapse are unknown, researchers predict that the possibility of collapse is becoming more likely after the 21st century. AMOC is one of the planet's largest ocean circulatory systems and is an important component of the Earth's climate system. It carries warm water from the equator up towards the Atlantic's northern areas and also carries cold water back down via the deep ocean. This current is partly why Western Europe has its temperate weather. Data analyses have shown an exceptional slowdown in the Atlantic Ocean overturning circulation in the 20th century, a drastic decrease in this entire millennium. Because AMOC is associated with large heat transfers, scientists can measure changes in sea surface temperatures to show the evolution of AMOC. They discovered an abrupt shift in the 1970s. This is worsened through the seesaw problem, when the North Atlantic cools and in turn the South Atlantic is warmed. The South Atlantic has warmed the most in all of the southern hemisphere, and this causes strange patterns of ocean temperatures globally, which produces an odd alignment with regions of record cold and record warmth right next to each other. And this has been developing since the 1950s. Vincent Saba, a marine biologist at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, says that of all the U.S. waters, the eastern region has definitely warmed the fastest in the last decade, and this has already had major effects on fisheries. Since the mid-20th century, AMOC has declined 15% in strength to a new record low. This is a decrease of 3 million meters of waters per second, equivalent to 15 Amazon rivers. Though the oceans aren't yet still, they're definitely slowing. Though the full role of climate change slowing the ocean's current is not yet fully understood, research has agreed that the last 100 years has seen AMOC's slowest point in the millennium, says John Robson at the University of Reading. The melting of the Greenland ice sheet is thought to be a major cause of the slowdown as fresh water accumulates in the North Atlantic. This alters the density gradients related to deep water formation. This means that the fresh water is causing a regional reduction in surface ocean density in the Atlantic, thus causing AMOC to slow. As the slowdown continues, it is expected to drive strong sea level rise against the eastern seaboard. Previous research has shown that from 2009 to 2010, sea level rise in the region drastically rose 5 inches thanks to the slowdown of AMOC. This occurs because the northwestern flow of the Gulf Stream pushes waters to its right, and the ocean piles up against the coast of Europe. As the current weakens, some of the water flows back towards the U.S.'s east coast. So what does this slowing mean? Well, meteorologists are linking changes in the North Atlantic Ocean temperatures to recent summer heat waves and severe winters. The circulation is critical for fisheries in the U.S. Atlantic coast, thus being a vital source in New England's economy. As lobster populations boomed off the main coast, the cod fishery has already collapsed. Though the slowdown is already causing such drastic effects, a great fear looms of what will happen as the circulation comes to an abrupt halt.